Dave to the future, future to the past. Mutants in hiding, wearing a mask. To save the present, we gotta travel back. Claws out, brain back, no doubt this is a different age. Sir Ian McKellen Page. Sentinels taking over, storm coming, run for cover. Bishop, Blink, Sunspot, Rose not in this film a lot. May 23rd, that's the date, we hope we will appreciate. Singers long awaited come back, Greg Ratner must have been on crack. The last stand, not so good, the core message, not really understood.
Wolverine, in the lead, Jen Lawrence is blue indeed.
Quicksilver, Striker, and Toad, recruited on the Lockhart Road. Mutant freedom, that's the goal, but not without a large death toll. Professor X and Magneto, dim the lights, let's start the show.
Website. Oh yeah, our website looks all different now. It's crazy.
We have a website?
I pay for the domain name. It costs me €3 a year. You don't even know we have.
Oh my god, €3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking broke.
Well, no, I pay €6.
I pay €2 a year.
Because I pay $3 for the Jimmy and Luke show, and I pay $3 for BuzzHub. Here is my last text conversation with Kian.
I will give you like your 20 cents a month or something.
Wait. Okay, so it goes, where does it start? Okay.
Dear Mr. Lucian, I would like to inform you that I am staring at a candle. This candle is very strange because it is blue. I hope I have provided you with some entertainment, sir, and I wish you a very nice day. Web out, etc. Hyena, cursors, Afghan, it's seen if AKMS, quiz, tube, God's plan, urgency, amen, Sandra, Denim, Lesview, Place, Birthday, Nasal, Mask, Conan, Thew, Albert, Medium, Globalization, Though, Argyll, Greg, Larva, Canula, Pelham, Angels, This Uplands, Puffy, Topples. Autocorrect is having a tantrum. Ah now, the madhouse, the fucking poser, you're a fucking poser. I can't read the rest of that house. I bet you fucking hippie. No, never. I'll never give you my genes. I don't support your experiments, and I don't want to see fucking clones of my grandpa Louie walking down Rudolph. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, are you listening to me, you two-faced, good-feeling son of a bitch? Huh? That was me. And then he goes,
love you.
And then I write in Hebrew. I go, or as we would say in English, how is Fiddler going? I'm off to see Spider-Man all by myself today. Woe is me. Because Hebrew and Fiddler on the Roof is about people of the Jewish faith, so I...
Yes.
And large portions of it is in Hebrew.
Is this you're on? The fuck were we talking about? Oh yeah, X-Men, never mind.
Yeah. I had a dream last night where Mr. F took us to see X-Men and then we left halfway through and I got so angry.
Mr. F? You know, that's part of her body, but for some reason it looks like it's a bulge.
And then me and Lawrence had a conversation where he was saying, oh, you should watch more comedy. You watch a lot of drama. I was like, no, I watch more comedy. Which is true, and I was telling him to go to see Transcendence because he'd like it, even though it wasn't great. But yeah, it's not that exciting. All right. So, what will I talk about first? I hope this case doesn't stop the sound from being as good, because there's a kind of a weird, like a...
Yeah, that won't stop.
It's like a tunnel.
Don't worry.
But it might make the sound
don't
a bit
worry.
More bouncy. Anyway. But anyway, as you can see, I rebranded Box Office Buzz as Front Seat Cinema, because Front Row Cinema and Cinema Sandwich were already taken. Cinema Sandwich was my preferred choice, but there's already a podcast called Cinema Sandwich. So over Easter, what has happened in the media? Well, Bryan Singer, and Jimmy doesn't seem to be aware of this story. Bryan Singer, the director of X-Men Days of Future Past, right? He's a great director. Well, there have been claims made against him, accusing him of basically raping underage boys in the 1990s at Hollywood parties, which he claims are vicious and untrue. The guy who's making these claims is yeah, I know, he's probably just in for some oral stuff. Bryan Singer, the guy who's accusing Bryan Singer is being represented by a lawyer who also represented the guy who falsely accused Sesame Street actor Kevin Clash for the similar things a few years ago. So basically this guy has a record of representing people who are being untruthful in their claims against celebrities, but we'll have to see what happens. Bryan Singer has pulled out of all the publicity for the film, but he claims it's untrue, and they seem to have evidence that it is. These claims are untrue, so let's hope they are. In other news...
Don't hit the table, I'm gonna do the answer so much.
In other news... Game of Thrones. There was a very big, major death in Game of Thrones, like
King died
2 weeks ago.
It was one of the midgets who killed him.
No, you can't say that.
I don't care.
It was not one of the midgets who killed him. The midgets just ran away before he came. Did you see it? No?
Johnny sent me the scene of these little guys.
Okay, so basically...
Spoiler alert!
So basically, the dwarf, Joffrey is trying to annoy his uncle Tyrion, who's a dwarf himself, so he gets these little dwarf actors come out and reenact all these scenes by like acting like idiots, and he goes, very good, he's gone, and then he's like, he's being all mean to Tyrion, he's like, be my cupbearer, sir, and he's like pushing him on the ground, and then he eats the pigeon pie, and then his face goes all pink, and he's like, and he collapses on the ground and dies. And everyone goes, yay!
I'm like, I just go back to the start every single time just to see the
it goes on for like 10 minutes, the bit with the dwarves. It's really weird, but it's a weird-ass episode. But so that was the purple wedding, which was exciting stuff. And then the follow-up episode...
I got lost after the Amazing Spider-Man, just so you know, on the way back to Tesco after you went into town. Don't ask where the fuck I went.
When were you at the cinema? Because I didn't see you there.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I know, but what time? Because like, I thought I'd see you when I was leaving because you'd be there for the next screening.
Like 3:10?
Well, I left at like 3:05, and yeah, I probably just missed you. Because I went and stood at the bus stop across the street for like half an hour waiting for the bus to come. Yeah, we went to Transcendence this week and we were late. Like, we literally went in just as it was starting, and I've never been late before. Last time I was late for a film was for Mamma Mia, and to make up for being late, I went a second time. So for Transcendence, I was so pissed that we were late, but we didn't miss anything. But Transcendence is some weird shit. It's like... It's not terrible, but it's just strange. Oh, yeah, yeah. Our app looks all different now, James. Have you seen the new look Jimmy and Luke Show app?
Really?
The app looks all different
really?
Now. I'll show you. Yeah.
Really?
Well, not that different. I just changed the background and stuff. Look at it. This is what it looks like. Right. Episodes.
Yeah, that's the exact same.
And you see for every episode now, I do a different, like, bit strip image. So. There's our Easter episode with the two of us as bunnies.
I was playing text, and this is one where this stopped. I said, Mom, I just had a bunny, and Mom's out text saying, you've ruined Easter, you killed the Easter bunny. Ruining her life forever. I meant the tooth fairy.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What did I do over Easter? I watched lots of TV.
What did I? Oh, yeah, I watched all of American Horror Story in the middle of American Horror Story.
The first series or every series?
First series. American Horror Story.
That's a coincidence because Sarah Paulson, who's in that show, I've been watching her old show, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
I knew it. It's not scary.
All right. Well, my dad thought it was scary. And
your dad must be. Which one was he watching? Season.
He's watched the whole thing.
Oh, Asylum is
up until the present day.
Asylum is. I think he thought
Coven wasn't scary. He just thought it was shit, and he stopped watching it.
I really like Coven.
Yeah, I mean, most people really like Coven, but my dad thought it was too, like, I don't know why. It was too kind of
like, I'm literally
comedic.
This October. American Horror Story.
Our story, and it's called Freak Show.
It's Freak Show. Circus.
It's set at a circus, but the series is called American Horror Story Freak Show. But anyway, I watched Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, which only ran for 22 episodes, but it's a great show. It's got
Zachary
Sarah Paulson.
Was good in it, by the way.
Zachary Quinto. Oh, yeah, I forgot he was in it. Yeah. I sure watched it. So many great actors. If it wasn't scary, I'd watch it, but it is scary, so I'm never going to watch
scary.
It.
It isn't scary.
Sorry, D. Of course, it's called American Horror Story.
Yeah, but to me, it's more like American Story.
Yeah, like, you see every fucking scary shit there is. I'm like, I'm never going to watch that, but, you know, I'm with it in spirit.
Seems legit.
And what else did I watch? I watched Pushing Daisies, which is an interesting show. It's kind of weird. That also only ran for 19 episodes. And I watched Portlandia, and I watched...
Do you want to see my foot?
Party Down. No, I don't. They added a Frozen category on Quiz Up, you know. All about Frozen.
I didn't even use this.
Well,
I only got it that day to make it happen.
I know, and Michael played it for a couple days, and then he stopped playing it. His brother still plays it. Johnny played it for a couple days, then he stopped playing it. Everyone seems to get into it. I'm the only person who's actually kept playing it now. I was the person who spent months looking forward to it there, but I love quizzing more than everyone else. I reached level 30 in Parks and Recreation, so I earned the title Little Sebastian.
Yes, Sebastian.
This week in Parks and Recreation finale, they had a big concert, and then Lil Sebastian, it was the second anniversary of his death. So then this Lil Sebastian appeared on the stage, this little mini horse, and everyone starts freaking out because he's come back from the dead, but it turns out it's just a holograph.
Lil Sebastian's a horse.
Lil Sebastian's a mini horse.
A mini horse.
And he was the big celebrity in Pawnee, but then he died. So everyone, they wrote a song, and they had a big funeral for him, but it was the second anniversary of his death, so they had a hologram of him, and they put it on the stage at the concert, and they sang the song, "Goodbye, Little Sebastian, you died in the saddest fashion, spread your horsey wings, and you learn to fly." And at the end of the episode, there was a big flash forward to, like, 2 years from now, and Leslie and Ben have triplets, and, like, John Hamm is working for... Oh, it's crazy shit. Anyway, there is a whole season left, but it's probably going to take the same route as the ninth season of Himium. When are we getting our subject choice final thing next year? I don't know if we're even getting that. I'm getting panic attacks thinking about the next couple of weeks now. I'm going to miss Mr. F's Oscar night. I'm going to miss that.
Why?
Because he's definitely going to have it when I'm away. We'll have to go down to Cork from the Sunday, the 12th, I think, until like the day before we go on our trip.
4 weeks at school, yeah?
5, including the exams, which suck.
Make a channel of this as post your website.
Why on earth would I do that?
Because then you can just like post it wrong.
I don't want to.
More people can see.
No, I don't want people to go on that to see it. Anyway, I get 150,000 views. I don't need anything. Yeah, I got some exclusive photos this week that I scanned in from Empire, and then Empire emailed me and were like, "Remove these." So I did, but I still got loads of traffic. So, haha.
Let's see, I clicked on you by accident. Yeah, I clicked on you. Oh, look, you're
good. Goodbye, little Sebastian. We miss you in the saddest fashion. Spread your little wings and you learn to fly. I just realized I probably sent you a bunch of Snapchats over the last couple of days and you haven't been getting any of them. Well, once you reinstall it. Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, I reinstalled it last time and I got nothing.
Alright, well.
Good
question. Miss you in the saddest fashion. Spread your little wings. This is my Snapchat story today. Look. Look.
Second.
Lucien.
Lucien's evil twin.
That was viewed by 10 people. It was viewed by every one of my contacts except for you. Well, I blocked Circa from seeing my things because I do that with people that annoy me. And my mom as well. She can't see my things either.
Yeah, 320s went the right direction.
Three what?
We saw the movie.
Okay. Well, I left at like 4:15, so. What it?
I'm looking at 6.
Did you see this? Did you watch the final trailer for Days of Future Past that I sent you the link to? It was awesome sauce.
Had this Facebook.
Yeah. Well, it was awesome. They put this Led Zeppelin track behind it, and it was all like really yeah. And this is a great joke at the end, right? So, Quicksilver's little sister's there, and she's like 5. And she goes up to Wolverine. She goes, "I'm a princess. What are you?" He goes, "I'm the Wolverine." And then he like kills somebody.
What?
It's brilliant.
Kill someone.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm a princess. What are you?" "I'm the Wolverine."
I thought it was brilliant.
So then I made a rap. Which actually, oh shit, I meant to play it at the beginning of this episode. Yeah, okay. Well, I will put it at the beginning of this episode. I wrote a rap. It's called A Vision into the A Look into the Past or something. And it's like Sentinels taking over. There's no even way to describe it. I wrote a rap based on X-Men Days of Future Past. It's got Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. It's got clips from the movie. It's awesome. And it's at the beginning of this episode, so you've already heard it. So what am I talking about? Unless you fast-forwarded through it because you thought it was shit. Which you maybe did do.
It will probably be shit.
Yeah.
Like your Hargo song.
My which song? My Hargo song. My Hargo song was awesome sauce.
No, the music was terrible for the background.
And that's what makes the sauce up. Oh yeah, did you see the Jimmy and Luke version of the 2048 puzzle? I made a Jimmy and Luke show version of the 2048 puzzle. Now it's only available online. But you can play it on your phone on the browser. And it's got all of our faces on Bitstrip instead of the numbers. So like 2 is me, 4 is you, 8 is Kian, 16 is Johnny, 32 is Michael, 64 is Dean, Shane Kelly, and then Kermit, Ty Burrell, Josh Holloway, Brad Bird. Like, it's really, really fun. It's got all our faces, and when you slide them together, they match. But I'm amazing at the 2048 puzzle now. It's the greatest game in the world.
Like, you're amazing at Flappy Bird.
I haven't played Flappy Bird now in ages, because my phone is too slow for Flappy Bird. Like, it's way slower than it was when I first got Flappy Bird.
Extravision have a new online previously owned DVD order service.
So I got Star Trek Into Darkness for $3.99.
Prove it.
I can.
I love watching X-Men.
Okay, let's play 2048
puzzle. It's
guess what?
Favorite game.
Well, X-Men and X-Men 2. For
you told me that.
€1.
You told me that, yeah. And I told you that I got the trilogy for €3 down in Cork, like over Christmas. So hot.
Watching.
This, my phone's being too slow. I can't play this and record at the same time. It's just too slow, yeah.
Well, spread your little wings and you learn to fly. Goodbye, little Sebastian. We miss you in the saddest fashion. Spread your little wings and you learn to fly.
Did you see the reunion, the school on TG Car News a few weeks ago? Alright, because you know on the Friday evening before Easter, they had the reunion of the old class, and Keen and Michael went down and interviewed them, and it was such a bad interview, but anyway, we have to use it in The Independent now, but,
Why was this such a bad interview?
But it was, what? Because the guys were not very nice, and were uncooperative, and were being slightly racist and misogynistic.
Oh, I thought that it was because Michael and Keen have really bad Irish.
Oh no, they weren't speaking Irish. But the guys were like, they were like, oh, there are so many Muslims around, and like all this kind of thing. Like, they were being racist. But anyway, worse than that. And also saying things about women taking over the education system that are just positively ridiculous. But that it was featured on TG Car News, and they had loads of shots of them down in Mr. Kelly's room and stuff. It was pretty cool. What else happened for us to talk about?
Oh yeah, you
You had a baby, I forgot.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
It'd be fun if we told about the story you told me before this, but no.
No, I'm not going to tell that story.
Why?
I might eventually tell it, but not now. I'll tell it when there's more people here to laugh, so it doesn't sound as crazy as cray-cray. That episode was cray-cray. What, this is going to be a weird-ass week. When are we going to Boston Scientific?
I think Boston Scientific is...
Next week. Better be next week, because I'm like, well, no, am I here the week after? I am, yeah. Next Monday is a bank holiday, you know. More days off! No! I hate having days off. I just fucking sit around watching TV all day. It gets so depressing.
I do all day?
I watch movies, so if you give me a movie, actually, I'll watch American Horror Story Top Notch, actually.
Watch North by Northwest.
No, I'll continue watching COVID.
Yeah, well. What else did I watch? I was going to watch Rio 2 yesterday.
But witches were just killed, so now it's just one.
No spoilers for everyone else.
I don't care. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert for AHS.
So the main one is the main witch is now living in with the white witches, which is new truce.
The main witch is now living with the white witches, which is
a truce. A truce between both witches.
Yeah.
The both groups of witches.
Which witch is a witch? Who knows which witch is a witch?
Yeah, there's some parts that you would actually really hate. Like,
oh, I would.
Like this woman, I can't remember her name. Let's just call her the old lady from like the 18th century.
Okay, that's not offensive.
She had like these slaves. She was really racist.
That's nice.
Like this woman had a baby. What did she do? She killed it.
Yeah.
And it's blood into her makeup.
Oh God.
And
Christ.
Said, do you know what's in my makeup?
Oh Jesus. Oh God, I'm gonna vomit now. What did it?
She put a cow's head. Some
that's nice.
Guy,
that's nice.
He was turned into a minotaur.
Jesus. They announced
but
last
the
night.
End, she was showing a video of like all the achievements they got.
Yeah.
People just started crying. And I was like, she finally.
Motherfucker. Okay. They announced last night that Justice League may be shot back to back with Batman versus Superman and come out in 2017.
Question. Stan Lee isn't. Wait, who's Stan Lee again?
Stan Lee is the creator of Marvel Comics.
Oh, yeah, Marvel Comics.
But Stan Lee's cameo in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was really bad. I like, because in Captain America, he was the guy in the. He was the guy. What did he do? Oh, he was the museum guard. He was like, I'm so getting fired over this. And then he's Spider-Man. It wasn't subtle enough. He was like there, and they showed him for like 10 seconds, and he was like, hey, I know that guy. But it made no sense, because he wasn't really pointing at anyone. I don't know. I didn't get that. But.
He was there for literally like 10 seconds. Well, the next one.
Yeah. He's in them all. He's in Thor. He's in a van pulling out the hammer. And in Iron Man 3, he's at the...
He's good.
Beauty pageant. He's the judge at the beauty pageant. When Iron Man is in like a television van in the village, and there's a beauty pageant on, and Stan Lee's a judge at that. Then in Thor: The Dark World, he's in the old folks home. And then your man, the scientist, takes his shoes. Dr. Silvik takes his shoes. He goes, "Can I have my shoe back?"
For some reason, I tried to think of the Amazing Spider-Man. I think of a different old dude just going back.
And in the first Amazing Spider-Man, Stan Lee is the library cleaner who has his big headphones on.
Headphones.
And they're fighting in the background.
I love Stan Lee. He's like every...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter. He's great on Twitter.
Did you see his TV show?
Show of it. I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
He looks for a real life superhero.
Yeah, it sounds kind of boring.
It's actually quite good. It's flying, like a ray or something. You can take a coconut and puncture it with his finger. You can kill it with that finger.
Yeah.
It's literally, the bones have broken so many times.
Oh, yeah.
It's twice the size and it's really tough.
What? Spread your little wings and you learn to fly. Goodbye, little Sebastian. We miss you in the sand.
fashion. Hello, Johnny.
We're making sushi.
What?
We're making sushi.
Sushi.
What? What are we supposed to do?
Fire. Okay.
Anything.
Well, what were you supposed to do?
I don't know. It's
what
not.
Michael
let's
decide?
Do it with us.
No, okay. That's gonna be enough or something. What did you, Michael, choose on?
I don't know.
Oh, show him the thing between him and Michael. Wait.
Oh yeah, I will. Yeah.
Is that the one that you put up on Facebook?
Probably. It's one of the posters for our return to podcasting.
What did he say here? I don't know. It's something like a game.
No, it's not. I never want to say goodbye again.
Okay. Wash.
Oh no! Don't delete. And then you've got James. Why are you following me, handsome?
I'm putting the notification bar here.
Why are you following me, handsome James? And then we got. Fuck, it's frozen.
It's just around my bitstream.
If this freezes and the episode is deleted, someone's gonna pay.
Oh, we're on an episode.
Someone's gonna pay. Okay, the episode's still going. Phew. The bell's gonna ring in about 30 seconds now. Oh, yeah, and then we got
reunited. It feels so good. And then for okay, that's weird. That is very weird.
And then we got me.
Okay, let's just finally unblock.
We have never actually ever been on this podcast, ever.
I don't expect you to be. But I still put her into my things. Let's see, where's Johnny in the cast of my TV show? Because I just used every character I had on bits. Why is it black? Let's find you in here somewhere now. This is just every character I've ever played on BitStrips, and they're all going to be in my TV show. Where's Johnny? Johnny is there. You're a cop.
Oh, yeah.
You work with Wolverine.
Oh, that's cool.
But then you die. In episode 12, you get shot by James's evil doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny word.
We both have evil doppelgangers, and they go around killing all the major characters.
So Wolverine can't die.
Wolverine doesn't die because he's a big star, so he's in like season 4.
But he can't die anyway.
How far do I die?
It's technically not Wolverine.
How far through do I get done?
Oh, you die in episode 12.
Of the first season.
You're like the second person to die.
Who goes first? Michael?
No, yeah, actually it is Michael.
I knew it.
Because Michael's first. A teacher and he's in a yeah, it's complicated.
It's complicated. So your relationship.
You'll have to read the script. There's some weird shit going on in that show, but it's gonna be awesome.
Johnny chooses to go and spit flies everywhere for no reason at all.
I just want to finish up the episode now before it gets deleted because my phone is really lagging now and I'm afraid it's gonna crash. So I need
it's
to.
It's gonna crash.
And look, it's all frozen. I just need to. Okay, phew. All right, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. We'll be back later in the week. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, me. JimmyandLuke.info. See all of our funny bit strips. Ha ha.
And I love you all. Thanks
Facebook,
for listening.
Facebook.com/JimmyandLuke is the best place. BuzzHub.info. Follow me at Mr._Lucian on Twitter. And you can check out Johnny's website, gamez4u.weebly.com. Gamez4u@weebly.com.
Kian, oh Jesus. Kian, we're making sushi in Holbeck.
Okay. That's the end of it. Goodbye.